Texte numéro 98. Virtual trips. This school year, Hannah Landeros, 17, a junior at Howe High School, Oklahoma, has visited with Pearl Harbor survivors at the USS Arizona Memorial, surveyed Hurricane Katrina damage in New Orleans, and compared notes about college placement tests with students in Canada. She did all this without leaving her school. Virtual field trips are proving increasingly popular in the nation's schools. The same video conferencing technology that allows business executives to see and communicate with one another half a world away can take students like Hannah any place a camera can go. "It's just wonderful," says Carol, coordinator of the Gifted and Talented program. "Your imagination is the only thing that limits what you're interested in doing in the classroom. Because we're taking the students everywhere, they are becoming little global citizens. They're becoming leaders. These are all happy surprises we've never expected." A report by Wayne House Research, prepared last year, said about 1 in 4 schools in the USA have video conferencing equipment, reaching an estimated 23,000 classrooms. California, Texas, New York, Oklahoma, and Ohio have the greatest number of video-enabled classrooms, the report said. While companies like Tandberg supply the video conferencing equipment, the not-for-profit Center for Interactive Learning sets up the field trips. "Indeed, interest has exploded these last years," says Carol. 2 years ago, schools could choose among 120 virtual field trips. Today the number is 850, and the number is changing monthly. Destinations include zoos, museums, libraries, and theaters. The providers, who generally charge less than $200 to conduct a field trip, find this an effective way to expand their educational reach, as well as earn a few extra dollars in tight budget times. Moreover, some schools are not only going on virtual field trips, but they are also conducting them. High school students in Stamford, Texas, have produced a course on cotton growing for other students, handling everything from operating the cameras to giving the presentation. "We learn a lot doing it, and we hope to teach the kids a lot," says Thelia Lyle, a technology teacher. Kennedy, a geography teacher, has been one of the more ambitious users of virtual field trips. She's currently working on a project to collaborate with 25 schools in 14 countries to take virtual trips and classes together. "It is the way that I believe teaching should be," she says. Last year, her students went on a field trip to the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, with a class located in Mexico. Some of the Mexican students were learning English. Some of the White Plains students were learning Spanish. And they all watched as a diver in Australia talked, underwater, about sharks. "Just incredible, isn't it?" Kennedy says. Adapted from USA Today, January 29, 2007.